Hello, this is your Polycast for Friday, August 19th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, Donald Trump comes to Minnesota to raise money, and there will be no special session this year. DFL Governor Mark Dayton says he will no longer seek a special legislative session to revisit the tax bill he vetoed and a bonding bill that fell short at the end of the regular session. Dayton announced his decision yesterday after a brief meeting with House and Senate leaders. He said the past 3 months of negotiations proved to be futile in trying to resolve the partisan disagreements over funding for the Southwest Light Rail Project between Minneapolis and Eden Prairie.
I think both the tax bill and the bonding bill would be very beneficial to lots of Minnesotans. And that's my disappointment, that we couldn't get this worked out in a way that we could proceed with both and pass both and have them provide the tax relief and the new projects that will benefit thousands of Minnesotans.
House Republicans firmly opposed the light rail funding that Dayton and Senate Democrats wanted. Republican House Speaker Kurt Dowd says Dayton should not have sacrificed the good things in the larger bills by insisting on funding for LRT.
I did ask him in the meeting if he would consider doing a special session, set aside the things we can't agree on, and let's be Minnesotan, let's be Minnesota nice, and let's focus on the things we can agree on. Let's get a session and just work on the things we can agree on. And the governor flat out said, no, we're not going to work on those things without Southwest Light Rail.
Dowd says he believes the Southwest project is now dead. Dayton said Republicans were using LRT funding as a campaign issue in rural Minnesota, even though voters there weren't being asked to pay for it. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump will be in Minneapolis later today for a fundraiser. Trump has divided Republicans in Minnesota and around the country, and Democrats here are hoping the controversy that surrounds him will be good for them in November. Mark Zadeklik has more.
Not many Minnesotans voted in last week's primary election, but some Republicans who did said Donald Trump was on their mind. 64-year-old Henry Napolitan of Apple Valley voted in the 2nd District with big concerns about the candidate at the top of his party's ticket.
Trump represents hatred to me. Don't exactly want to vote for somebody because of their hatred.
Napolitan said voting in the primary gave him a chance to help moderate a party he thinks is way off course.
Oh, definitely. The Republican Party is just absolutely insane right now. So want a little sanity brought into the situation.
Democratic strategists hope disdain for Trump will motivate voters on their side and keep Republicans at home in November. But Napolitan, who said he doesn't usually vote in primaries, thinks opposition to Trump from within his own party might drive Republicans to the polls this fall, just as it brought him out earlier this month to vote for more conventional Republicans. DFL party chairman Ken Martin sees it differently. He says DFL polling suggests Trump will be a drag on a host of Minnesota Republicans.
Donald Trump is hugely unpopular. We've never seen anything like it in terms of a presidential candidate's numbers this bad. And it's putting traditional Republican seats that we may in a normal presidential year not have had a chance, they're putting them into play.
Martin says Trump is particularly unpopular in areas around the Twin Cities. And he's hoping Trump will help the DFL knock off Republican Congressman Eric Paulson in the suburbs west of Minneapolis and grab the congressional seat south of the metro area that Republican John Klein is leaving. Democrats have been lambasting Paulson and other Republicans for not denouncing Trump. But Paulson says his reelection campaign will be about him, not Trump.
A lot of voters in my district, they're not happy with either choice. They don't think Hillary Clinton's trustworthy. They're frustrated with Donald Trump's rhetoric. But I can only control what I control.
Paulson says Trump has not yet earned his vote. Outside of the metro area, it's a different story for 8th District Republican congressional candidate Stuart Mills, who is enthusiastically backing Trump. Mills is running to represent an area of Minnesota that spans from the Canadian border to north of the Twin Cities. He's convinced having Trump at the top of the ticket will help him defeat DFL Congressman Rick Nolan.
Donald Trump will be one of the deciding factors that will change the 8th District of Minnesota from Democrat to Republican.
Mills, who like Trump is running as a political outsider, says his message is similar to Trump's, just with a less bombastic style.
He does have a very pro-American, anti-liberal, populist message that cuts across party lines.
A Nolan campaign spokesman responded with a statement calling Trump and Mills two of a kind and accused them of making money selling foreign-made products and supporting trade policies that cost American jobs. But for all of that, not everyone agrees Trump will be a big factor in down-ballot races. The national political director for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Rob Engstrom, doesn't think he will be. Engstrom notes early predictions that Trump's rise would mean trouble for establishment candidates proved wrong.
Everybody asserted establishment candidates in both political parties were going to lose and there were going to be a historic number of competitive primaries, except for it never happened. Not one single establishment candidate in the Republican Party or in the Democratic Party has lost election all the way through the primaries.
As for Trump's visit to Minnesota tonight, he will not be having a public event, just a closed-door fundraiser. His local campaign staff declined to release the location out of concern that it would draw protesters. Covering politics, I'm Mark Zedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio News.
And that's your Polycast for this Friday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.